I go down every evening and I check the fishing gear and the pots and all me everything that we own. Obviously, we'd go down and check it. But when I went down that evening, the whole pots had been pulled out of the pile that I had them left in, and they were scattered all over the place, and my ropes as well. And then some of them were actually down across the rocks onto the shore, and there was one of the pots then in the water, in the pier, with a big long rope on it, which would be dangerous. Like, if the lifeboat had to be called out, it could catch in the propellers of the lifeboat, or it could catch in any boat, or just a wild way to be leaving stuff. But it's more the annoyance of that, the fact that the touch stuff belonging to you. You know, it's not their stuff to be touching anyway.
And this isn't the first time this has happened. How serious of an issue is this becoming for local fishermen?
You know, for lifetimes, nobody touched anything down there really worth talking about. You know, it was very seldom you'd have an isolated incident. But in the last few years, we've had quite a few things with people taking pots away totally. You know, and a lobster pot with a rope and everything included, is you're talking in on €200 worth of just to take one away. Like, so it's a substantial loss. There's quite a bit of stuff being moved about at the minute, to be honest with you. And then there was boats damaged down there in the last 2 years as well. One of the other fishermen's boats had been damaged and interfered with and stuff. It's a big worry for us, like.
And you mentioned CCTV was installed last year. And has any of the footage been reviewed or reported yet after the incident that happened on Sunday?
Yeah, we've looked at it. Like, I know now who it was and stuff. All right, it's some of the foreign people that are staying in the apartments up at the top of the hill there, I think, was doing it. But I just have to have a word with them and try and stop it for now this time. But like last year, there was pots taken and they were brought over to Rogie and they were fishing them over there on the rocks, and they went over to collect them and bring them back, and it was a nasty enough issue when they showed up themselves, you know, and they didn't want to give them back and stuff. And it's just a bit of a worry. It's developing into a thing that we never had before, you know, this whole thing of them touching your stuff. They seem to think that when it's laying out there that it's public property, that they can do what they want with it, you know.
And you mentioned the lifeboat. Like, what kind of danger does this kind of interference have on the lifeboat?
Well, if there's loose ropes laying around any body of water, and if a boat goes to travel across it and the propeller gets caught in it, it could stop the boat from travelling. Horse owners certainly slow it down. If there is rope cutters on boats, but they don't always work, you know. And it could mean if somebody was in trouble in the bay and the lifeboat was called out, and the propellers got tangled in ropes in the pier, the lifeboat's going nowhere for 10 or 15. It'd cost a life, like.
What would you like to say to the public or pier users just to help prevent this from happening again?
To be honest, most pier users are very respectful. You know, most people who go down there to Bundoran Pier, there's loads of people, swimmers and kayakers and boat users and stuff, and everybody's very respectful. Nobody would ever touch anything belonging to you, you know. There's not much that needs to be said, you know. It's just that if they see people interfering with the gear, to tell them to stop or to call us.
Yes.
Or call somebody to put an end to it. You know, most of these people that are doing it, to be fair to them, like in this case, I may be honest, they were youngish fellas, and they weren't from here. They're from another country. They just came here recently, and they probably don't even understand the ethos or the stuff these left stacked out. Probably where they come from, that doesn't happen, you know. But it's just the way that things are in Ireland have been for the last 200 years. We leave all fishing gear usually left on piers all over the country, and that's just the way it is, you know. There's nowhere else to put it anyway.